Community Chats, a podcast developed by the learning team of the Jewish Museum London. Community Chats is a series of interviews with different people within the Jewish community. I'm Lisa, and in this episode of Community Chats, I will be speaking to David Evans, who has converted to Judaism. So hello, David, and thank you for coming in today.
Hello.
So to start off, when and why did you decide to convert to Judaism?
I had a Jewish girlfriend. This is 35 years ago, more than that. And we'd been together for maybe 2 years. We met when we were both students. But I was gradually aware that in the autumn, there was a period of about a week to 10 days where she went missing. And we both had a completely secular life. And it turned out she felt a little embarrassed about telling me what she did at that time and assumed I wouldn't be curious. But of course, what was happening was that she was spending a lot of time with her family because it was the High Holy Days. And I kind of thought we were at that stage where it looked like our relationship was getting more and more committed, not less and less committed. And I was kind of like, well, this is obviously part of the package. It's crazy to not know about it. And so the first time I went to a synagogue at all, it was actually to go to her synagogue on Yom Kippur. And I remember, first of all, thinking, this is amazing. I'd never experienced anything like that before. But I also was introduced to the Machzor, the special prayer book that's used only for, well, there are actually different Machzorim, but the one I was looking at was the one that was specifically for the High Holy Days, including Yom Kippur. And at that time, the Reform Machzor was really packed with things that were accessible to somebody like me. So you turning the pages of a prayer book, right? I thought I knew what a prayer book looked like, and it didn't have things in it by Franz Kafka and Karl Marx. And I was just, right from the very beginning, actually, I was just curious and thought it was really vital and lively and provocative stuff that I was reading. And I was impressed by the attitude of the people around me. And I kind of got hooked.
So what stream of Judaism do you identify with?
I'm a Reform convert. So my conversion was conferred by the Reform Bet Din. And although I have friends who are Masorti, for example, and certainly friends who are from the other strands of progressive Judaism, liberal and so on, we, as a family, have always been observant members of the Reform Jewish community.
Could you please talk us through your experience with the process of conversion?
The formal process of conversion at the Reform Synagogue that I'm a member of consisted of only a year of classes every week, one night per week. And they were sufficient to give people a basic knowledge of the festivals, Jewish history, the structure of the Torah, things that a lot of people, including a lot of non-Jews, may well know if they've studied, you know, if they've done religious studies or whatever. But it was basically obviously there because you really can't sincerely convert without knowing this stuff. Mm-hmm. But the intention was not to give you a very advanced education. More important was the connection that we formed with the rabbi, who wasn't the chief rabbi, the lead rabbi at the synagogue that we were going to be members of, but a rabbi who was dedicated to various duties, one of which was being involved in the process of conversion. And she was extremely involved and wanted to have the big chats about what this was, what you were doing with your life and why you would take a step such as this and so on. And to some extent, of course, that was you know, exploratory to make sure that these people who were going to be going to before the Bet Din really did understand what they were doing and really wanted to do it. But also it was a real relationship that began there, and we stayed friends with her until she died. And she actually is now acknowledged as being a very valuable member of the Jewish community, and that relationship was very, very important to me at the time. And that was kind of more important than the actual lessons, than the classes. And so finally there was an interview, I guess, and it was in front of a group of rabbis. But rather in keeping with what I was saying about the process, the intention of the people on the Bet Din was not to examine me above a very low bar on whether I'd learned the stuff. Like, it wasn't a quiz, it wasn't like that. But what they did really want to know was whether I was wholeheartedly committing to a life that would be engaged with the Jewish religion. That's really what they wanted to check, what they wanted to find. And that's what we talked about.
And so on the panel of rabbis, was it mixed men and women rabbis?
Yeah.
Or?
Yes, the man who presided over the Bet Din, I actually, it's such a long time ago, there was at least one woman there. And as I say, the rabbi who converted me, as it were, Sheila, she was a woman. So yeah, it was a mixed group.
Was there any kind of ceremony at the end? Did you have to go in the mikveh at all, or anything like that?
So as a reform convert, you are, as a man, obviously, you're expected to be circumcised. But I'd already done that before going to the Bet Din. And you are expected to have a mikveh. At the time that I converted, there was not a reform mikveh of any kind in London. And I had this rather bizarre experience of traveling to effectively what were the public baths in Cardiff. And you know, there's this big civic building with like saunas and swimming pools and all sorts of things, and a mikveh, which reform people were allowed to use. So I went and did the rituals of mikveh as best I could, but actually there was no rabbi there. You know, I understand that halakhically it probably doesn't count, but I did it.
How did your friends and family respond to your conversion?
So my father died when I was young, and my mother found it really tough. My background was I came from quite a religious Methodist family, a Christian Protestant family. And both sides of my family had always been very involved in that Christian community. So obviously my mum felt, I think she felt she had failed in some way. And I guess she was a little, she just felt awkward about it. She felt awkward about it. She felt embarrassed, I think, maybe, that, you know, that I was converting to another faith. It wasn't even that I wasn't observing the faith I was brought up in. I was actually converting to another faith. She didn't find it easy. You know, she loved my wife very much, and she got to know and like the family very much. And, of course, the groom's mother plays a role in a Jewish wedding ceremony, which she played with huge dignity and grace. And she bought me my prayer shawl that I still use today. So she accepted my decision in a very loving way. But it would be wrong to say that it wasn't a more difficult journey for her than it was for me, because I was heading towards a destination that I wanted to go to. And for her, it was just a way of saying goodbye.
So just kind of to end, could you just tell us what your favorite thing is about being Jewish?
So for me anyway, when you start to understand the Jewish world, It's a bit like one of those Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe moments where the world is just exactly as it seems to be to everybody else, but then you can open this door and there's this other entire universe which is right next to this one, but it's completely different and you didn't even know it was there. And even now, like years and years after conversion, that's still really the case. I just love the fact that there's a whole culture of like writers and thinkers and philosophers, and out in the non-Jewish world, nobody really knows who they are. There are a couple maybe of magical figures like Maimonides that people might have heard of, but actually, you know, who's heard of Rashi? Nobody's heard of Rashi, but Rashi's like, you know, Einstein or something, you know. It's just, and I never stop enjoying that.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for answering our questions, David. It's been wonderful having you here. So, and thank you for listening, everybody else. You've been listening to Community Chats. Goodbye for now, or as they say in Hebrew, Shalom.